is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the show starts now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an FEF Friday in the big city. Want to make a special shout out and dedication to our man Stacy from the Motor City and make sure that he has a splendid weekend. His Detroit Lions are so far away from
no one holds a grudge fan. Like Pac-Man Joel.
That's correct.
Literally no one. And I thought I was the grudge guy.
So you call me the P word, but you don't have the balls to tag me on a tweet.
Dude, that was 2 hours ago.
That's effective.
That was 2 hours ago. Let that man live.
Kind of like you do.
Like, have I mentioned the crappy text from the text line since I did it the first segment? No. I crapped on them all, and then I shut it down.
You
I haven't even
days.
Looked at the text lines. No, I usually try not to go back. Once I've said what I've said, I'm done.
Well, I'm not you.
That is a fact.
Thank God. So, final hour of the show. We were talking football. So, Ronnie wants
by the
to get
way,
in here.
Hold on. Before we go to Ronnie, right. I'm kind of sad. You know, I figured the three of us had a pretty good chemistry going.
We do. Why don't we?
Well, I said Andy Reid has provided us with the most memorable moment in football history. And neither one of you even bothered to ask what that was. Because do you think you know what it is?
Normally, based on you this week, it's probably going to be something stupid. So I just pass.
Wow.
Oh. Feelings have been hurt this
Trey,
week.
Trey, can you come in there and get this knife out of my back? Oh,
wait, we're brothers. I didn't stick a knife in your back. I took it out.
I can't have any more brothers. I already have a bunch on Twitter.
Out. You and your boy Justin are deep.
Listen. Here.
You look like... You got good hands. You should probably have a ring on at least one of those fingers.
It's inappropriate. Inappropriate. Uncalled for.
Carry on with your day, Barry.
The greatest moment in football history.
I know what it is. Can I tell you what
no,
I know what it is?
No, not now.
Come on.
A-hole, you had a chance and you totally blew
Come
me
on.
Off.
Everyone loved punt, no. pass, and kick
Kiss
back in the day.
Kiss my ass. You do not get this moment. It was the punt, pass, and kick. When Andy Reid was like 9 foot tall and every other kid was like 2 foot tall, he looked like a grown ass man. If you have not seen this, and
imagine
most
Trey
have,
in a Rams uniform posing as an 8 year old.
A lot of people don't know what Trey looks like.
Oh, yes, they do.
Google Andy Reid punt, pass, and kick. Do yourself a favor. Watch that video. It's the most amazing thing in the history of football. And we owe it all to Andy Reid. And. This is why I want him to win the Super Bowl, and I'm really sad that neither one of you
Look,
even
a,
bothered to ask
I'm a
what
big
the
Andy
greatest
Reid guy.
Moment was.
Love me some Andy Reid.
Me too.
That's our bet.
You done now?
Yeah, I am done.
Excellent. Let's go to Ronnie, who probably has some very valuable and meaningful content on the Super Bowl, and he wants to talk about Kyle Shanahan. Ronnie, what's up?
Hey, how's it going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
I've been
So,
bad.
Man, yeah, I... Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, I can't fully agree on Mr. Shanahan. Y'all said that he blew that 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. I can't agree with that too much. He gave him a good comfort, and that defense came out, and I think the defense blew it.
Yeah.
Running the football can only get you so much with the whole second half to go. You need to do more than just run a football against the Patriots. Running the football was not going to win them the game. I think Kyle Shanahan is not the one to blame on all. I mean, I would say that there is some to blame against Kyle Shanahan,
nope.
but that did the defense
good,
blew it, and they couldn't stop Peyton Manning. I mean, Tom Brady. Tom Brady. They couldn't stop him.
Appreciate the call, Ronnie. It was a great call.
Do we?
Yeah. No, we do
or
appreciate
do you?
The call. It was a great call. It was right on point.
He called
I felt
him
like,
Mr. Shanahan.
Yeah. Put some respect on
well,
him.
I hope that the next time that you know, Mr. Shanahan pays him for delivering the newspaper.
That was a good call by Ronnie. I thought his points were very clear and valid. You let Peyton Manning back into it. Overall, that was a pretty good call. I mean, we can agree on that, right, Nick?
I mean, I don't care because I wasn't passionately disagreeing
oh,
with you
so
about
you
it.
Just,
but if he was agreeing
Nick,
with me,
he
it would
referenced
be a good...
Peyton Manning.
Okay.
He stumbled on his words.
He called him Mr. Shanahan, which was getting off on the wrong foot.
Supposedly,
but he referenced Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has been retired for how many years?
Are we really going to get on people about words as much as we messed them up on this show?
Why don't you go get yourself a croissant and some mozzarella?
Listen. You don't have to bring this. You don't have to bring that, you know. I was not even a part of this discussion.
He's deflecting, Nick. He's deflecting.
No, me. I'm the one.
Yep.
I'm the one. This is atrocious. Boy. That was a great call, though, Ronnie. Anytime.
Ronnie, we appreciate Ronnie Lott joining the show.
Anytime you want to call and agree with me, you feel free. 713-780-3776. If you're calling to agree with Joel, it's 713-780-STAR-610.
Please get the 280-STAR-610. No! Oh, close enough. I was going to say, please get one of them. That would be outstanding.
I don't know their number, though. One day, we just need to prank call the other stations.
We really do. I'm all for that.
Really,
that would be fun. I'd be shocked if Rahil hasn't done that already.
I'm childish enough to do that. Do you think that they would get? Would we get in trouble if we did it on air?
I mean, would they know?
I
don't think they would know.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
I feel like they would. Maybe not. I feel like if Clint Sterner called this show or the Blitz, we'd know.
I really don't know how he. I don't even know what he sounds like too much.
I just
know he has
to
that
the Blitz. You'll know.
Because AJ is basically doing the Clint Sterner show.
It is so good. And I hate to admit it, but when he does Clint Sterner, some of the best stuff on radio. So funny. Oh, I just die laughing. Die laughing. It was yesterday was funny. He was doing, and they were trying to do Patrick Creighton whispering. That was good stuff. I enjoyed yesterday.
I like Joel's Patrick Creighton. It's pretty funny.
It is. Patrick Creighton, I can't do it, but it's really good. It's really good.
I was practicing in the car last night because I'm driving home and I heard late hits. And it was just, I'm like, oh, I realized that that's when he decides to kind of mumble it.
Really?
Yeah.
You figured it out more?
Yeah.
Well, are we going to get a little bit of it?
Patrick Creighton back on late hits with Jason Bratton. We're talking about Texans and what do you think? Rockets. And we'll talk about more. We'll be back after this.
So good.
I mean,
so good. Oh, God, I love it. That's outstanding. That's good stuff.
Yeah. So I listen to those guys when I'm in the car.
I'm never in the
car. At night. So
I'm either driving home at 10-something from the improv or acting class or probably on the couch playing video games.
I was going to bust Pat's ass the other night because I heard him mention the usual
suspects.
No.
Oh.
No, that's not, I'm not like you and Nick. He was mentioning the usual suspects.
What did he say?
And so I texted him. I was like, whoa, bro, if you're taking any shots on our show, I'm listening. No.
We've made fun of him so many times. He can take a few shots.
Yeah, why would you limit as much as we make fun of everybody?
Nick, especially with Trey in there. Don't hate on the Intimidator. If it works, let it go. Right? Like Dale Sr. I can just be the Intimidator. I texted him, scared the crap out of him. I go, did you just mention our show in a negative light, bro?
That's great.
He goes,
did you just say something bad about us?
He texted back right away. No, wait. I was saying that all these national people had this opinion. So if you're one of those usual suspects, I go, okay, you're lucky. Because since you mentioned any of us, funny. Me, Barry, and Nick, I said I'd have a bone to pick. He goes, no, I appreciate you listening.
How funny.
Yeah. I was going to the store to get milk. He's so pissed off and I happened to be listening at that point.
That's good stuff.
And then I heard someone go, and I went, oh, Trey's producing.
Wow.
See, Trey couldn't hear that because my mic was on, but he wouldn't appreciate it.
Wow.
Trey would be very upset with you if he heard that comment.
Yeah, he would. That wasn't nice.
Trey's letting his... I'm just... Because I look into the room. Trey's letting his hair grow again and his beard. He looks like Gritty, the Flyers mascot that punched
God
that little
bless.
Kid.
That is not nice. Oh, boy.
They're
you
both...
just said he looked like Gritty?
Have you seen Gritty?
Oh, man. No.
He says, yeah. He wasn't happy to admit it, but...
See?
He said, yeah.
He couldn't even admit it, Trey. You can't admit it, but he can admit about himself.
I mean, I didn't want to throw the kid under the bus like that.
Wait, what stopped you? You always throw him under the bus.
Yeah, but not about his looks. I mean, look at him. I wouldn't want to have to.
I do look like him. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay,
but
Trey.
You wouldn't punch a 13-year-old kid in the back, right, Trey?
No, he totally would.
Okay.
I tell you. Trey's a kid hitter. Yeah, for sure.
That's nice.
Kid hitter. For sure. Oh, yeah. He would punch a 10-year-old. No questions asked. I really believe that. And I'm not trying to get a laugh. Trey's definitely punching a 10-year-old.
I don't see him as a violent person.
Oh, yeah. No.
You think so?
Not to an adult.
Oh, to kids.
He'd punch a 10-year-old. You'd be at a party or something. They would make fun of his hair. Pow! You just punch that kid right in the face. And they'd be like, I didn't do nothing. I don't know what happened. Terry was one of those kids that, like, when he heard his younger brother or sister and they started crying, he'd be like, no, I'll let you play my Sega. Just don't cry. I'll totally let you play my Sega. I promise. Just stop crying. Look, you can hit me back. Hit me back. No, seriously, hit me back. Look, I'm hitting myself right now. I'm hitting myself. Stop crying. That was you, wasn't it, Trey?
I knew it.
See? Anybody does that? Punches.
You had a breath?
No, not
at
all.
That was some severely well put together presentation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
See how it can be done, Nick? You can be nice.
Yeah. So good. Can you hear it? Can't hear it? That's so good.
You're talking about me.
You guys are the mean ones.
You're jamming his...
you're bumping his...
And he can't hear it right in the same room. Man.
It legit sounds good, though.
It does.
Like, it sounds really, really good. He's behind you
shaking his head no, by the way.
You should write a rap for that, Joel.
What are you talking about, MC Boom Boom? You're the one that can do it all. You should do it.
I thought you would just put together a Rockets rap. No? Okay.
Were they dubbing it as a rap, or you just rhyming when you were doing it?
No one was dubbing anything. I was doing what the hell I was supposed to do.
Was dubbing it.
My way. My way.
I was
way.
Just curious. I was trying
Got
to give
it,
you...
Play
or the highway.
I was doing it my way.
Had you said yes, I would give you MC credit, like a credit of being an MC. Yeah. But
don't
you didn't
need
what
it.
I'm saying.
Don't need it. Didn't have to have it. Did it my way, Frank Sinatra.
MC Rocket Talk.
Okay, Boom Boom. You just go ahead and take your two turntables and a mic and drop all those beats that we like. How about that?
Oh, see? Look. Yeah. There he goes. Yeah.
He likes frightful and delightful. Those are two words he uses a lot when he rhymes. I've heard you use those words when you've rhymed. Am I lying? You're
Is that
laughing.
True? I want to hear. Can we go back and get some of the old posts?
It'd take me forever to find it, but I'll look back.
I'll just call it another weekday on the usual suspects.
Did you have like a favorite?
I never even thought about them until I was depending on how the game went.
Oh,
because that's how you pick the highlights based on the best plays, and then unlike they do it now, where they do them out of order without any kind of rhyme or reason.
Dream
I tried
cream?
To actually do something with some order and some structure.
Did you ever rhyme "dream" with "cream" at any point?
I do not believe so.
At. Okay, I'm just asking.
What but did you Pink rhyme? Valkyrie would love to do that now because she's cream the City. Queen of Cream City.
What did you rhyme with Maxwell?
Didn't have to because that was. I wasn't doing it back then.
Oh.
Yeah, I had more current rosters.
What did you rhyme? You said something about McGrady and gravy, didn't you?
Not even close.
What about Yao? Did you have a Yao? Did you rhyme with Yao?
Worst thing about gravy is most of it's brown, and I'm very anti-brown.
There's cream gravy?
Oh, there's See? A lot of cream in brown.
Wow.
Gravy.
That took a turn.
Yeah.
Your subliminal messages, he's going to get back to him.
Oh, jeez. But you know what? He's living the dream. So it doesn't matter. It's all good.
Good times.
Yeah.
We're bumping out with it. I love it.
Now, so Trey keeps...
The people in the back.
He was so disturbed. He was shaking his head. He didn't like it. The hat came off and everything. But now he's laughing. He's good. See?
Yeah. Trey's a good dude.
Good job, Gritty.
Punches 10-year-olds, but he's a good kid. I love
no,
that part.
No, yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Merry
exactly
Monday,
what he's saying
I'm
right
coming
now.
At your ass.
Trey, at some point on Monday, you have to bump out or back with this. Just FYI. Okay. But I only want the actual beat and you doing it. Yeah. Like live. Okay. Maybe not.
So funny. Patrick Creighton, by the way, took the Chan dance thing that I did.
Yeah.
And says, we all need more Pac-Man Joel in our day. ESPN 97.5.
You scared the crap out of him. Yeah. See what you did? You're the intimidator.
That's what I said.
Yeah. That's what.
Call me Dale Sr.
Good job.
Back with more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey,
back on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you've been watching on the Twitch during the break,
goodness gracious.
You've been severely entertained. Thank God there's no audio on that, because, oh, my God, what a conversation we just had.
Pretty interesting. We found out that...
Nope, we didn't find out anything, and I'm
Trey
not going to participate.
And Nick are not part of the Bloodhound Gang.
No one gets your joke, but I'm glad you... Leave it at that.
I learned... Yeah, just Google what a bloodhound is. Wow.
Really? Mm. You want to give them directions like that?
Yeah.
Oh, just... by the way, it is the 3 o'clock hour, so parents in the pickup line, welcome to that hell you're going to have to deal
Google
with.
Kids don't Google that. Kids don't Google that.
Oh, boy. They're going to go, geez, Barry changed his mind. I'm not doing that now. They're racing. They're on their phone right now.
Look, this is like when we suggested that you not Google Blue Waffle. Same thing. Don't do it. You will regret it.
When are you going to learn that when you give instructions like that, the opposite is going to happen and you know it? You know damn well.
No.
If you told people right now...
Disagree.
To go tune in to 790, they're going to do the exact opposite. So you know if you tell people,
don't
go Googling that, they're all going to be like, how did that spell again?
No, I don't think that's the case.
Okay. Well, wait till your Twitter and the text line starts between now and 4 o'clock.
Buddy just responded about a bloodhound, so...
Yeah. Feel good about yourself?
Nope. Because
we don't feel good about some of the comments you made in the break that made us gag without having anything near us to like.
So we don't want to talk about this at all?
You can if you'd like, Barry.
No, Nick is really nervous about it. So we won't do it. I don't want to make him uncomfortable.
Are you kidding me?
I don't.
I mean, you're way out of the realm of having to stick to your resolutions.
You almost vomited.
Yeah. You want to tell them why?
No.
I don't think you should.
I don't know that there's a nice way to discuss what we were talking about at the break.
Trey is shaking his head, so he would agree with you.
Is that true, Trey? There's no way to do this on radio? Okay. Well, we'll skip it. Maybe one day if we do another... stream only. Well, that was a poor choice of words.
Even Trent Trey's laughing. Well, your audience is hot today for you.
Bloody hell. What am I doing?
Don't you ever give me hell for dad jokes again. Ever. I mean ever. Not even on like on a bad day where you think it's going to work. Don't do it. After that right there. You are so proud of yourself right now.
Pretty
it's ridiculous.
I'm pretty proud of myself. Boy.
So, Nick, did you or did you not say that you've dabbled in, because you're the only single one, have you dabbled in or considered dabbling in online dating?
Yeah, I talked about having little to no success.
Yeah, but I was having a conversation with my buddy the other night, and he said, you can use this on the show if you have anybody single. I said, well, Nick's single. And he goes, well, run this by him because he's single. And he's
ready to mingle.
No, but he said, unlike people that are married who probably had their ups and downs, whether while they were courting or once they were married, and Barry, you can relate to this, is you work through it. And you know what? There's going to be bumps in the road, but if you know it's the right person, you put work in, you get out.
Blood in, blood out.
He basically said that's why the dating scene is so impossible these days, is because if you do online dating and you swipe the appropriate direction, so you have a date with a certain person and say you go out with them a time or two, and then all of a sudden something happens that you kind of take a turn for the worst, you're not going to work it out. You're just going to go back online and swipe again until you find the next person.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think that is true.
Because
I think
it's
that happens
easier
for a lot of people
to hop back on the app than it is to have a discussion like, hey, what's up? Where do we?
And he was adamant about it.
Well, okay. Now, I am not a single person and I don't do online dating, but I am a man. And if she's hot, I may try to work it out.
Oh, I can totally see that.
I think you're going to try and work it in. And if you can work it in, then you may work it out. But if you've already worked it in, I think you can be out and go to the next swipe.
The reality is, it's really...
No, I don't understand a single word you just
said. My Bloody Valentine, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Listen, the point is, whatever, if she's hot, dudes are going to be like, you know, let's talk.
You want me to spell it out for you in more simple terms?
Now, chicks, on the other hand, I don't know if they really put in the effort to work it out if a dude's hot, because I don't think chicks think like that.
I'm not an expert. I would argue that if they are attached to you for whatever reason, whether it's your looks, your personality, you have a
sense
weird
of
mole on your face, whatever.
Oh.
If they're attached to you, then yeah, they will totally work it out.
Okay.
If they like you enough, they totally will try and work it out.
Because dudes, it's just about the looks, right, at that point?
For the most part.
Unless she's hot but bat bleep crazy. And then you're like, yeah, I'm just going to go back and swipe until...
I've done that. I mean,
here's the other part of it. You try to work it out with a crazy person?
No,
how difficult and shallow the dating thing is. Because just like that scenario, the other thing is, think how you're meeting them. It's not because you look at their profile and you know that they have things in common with you. Is she hot or is she not? And that's what you're going to base it on. And as a dude, that's all you're basing it on.
I think crazy comes in. I think crazy is...
But you don't know that. And you're not even taking the time to see if you have anything in common. You're just thinking, hey, she's hot. Date time.
Yeah, and then if you get cross with each other, usually you know within a date or two if someone's crazy or not. Not crazy, crazy like wall a rabbit or something like that. But if you're like, I don't know, this could be... Chicks have a hard time hiding crazy.
Nick?
I would agree they have a hard time hiding crazy.
So you know
pretty
early.
How many dates do you know before you know if they're really legitimately nuts?
I mean, I feel like sometimes I can, on the first meeting, I can tell if you're crazy sometimes. Really. Yeah. I genuinely.
You were about to say you're a pretty perceptive guy. I was going to throw the flag.
Well, I do a decent job of, I think, you know how I'm into like body language, even though I have no skill in it. But I like to look at people's like reaction. And I feel like you can tell a lot just from body language, man. You can tell a lot by facial expressions. People know. And girls have that skill, too. Don't think for one second. If a girl looks at you in the eye and she thinks you're lying, she can tell if you're lying sometimes. A lot of girls can tell.
I agree
with that. So, but you also agree with me that, like, look, and I don't – obviously, girls probably can do it, too. But the other thing is when you first get on to the site and you're looking for someone to potentially ask out and date, hot wins out. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah. And also, what also wins out, how happy and how fun she looks, which is why it's such a false sense of reality, because who's going to post the negative in the dark on their Tinder profile or their Facebook dating profile or whatever the case may be?
No one's posting a picture when they first wake up from the club the night before.
Right.
No one's posting that
or
picture.
Or doing that no makeup
it's right
challenge.
Before they left for the club. That's the picture you're going to... When she got her little black dress, and she was like, oh my God, if I turn my hips this way and my face this way, it hides my neck fat, and then they take that picture, and then they're like, look how hot I am. And you're like, whoa, angles, that's not what you showed us in the pic.
That's... I'm not going to lie. That's been a problem for me.
Yeah. Oh, chicks, they're sneaky. Chicks and angles?
Sneaky good with that.
Bro. That's one of the first turnoffs for me on... It's one thing to do it on Instagram. Yeah. I'm not trying to date you.
I feel like the military should just hire women, because if they wanted to hide like missile silos and stuff, chicks can hide hips and thighs and neck fat and all that stuff. Man, just hire a bunch of chicks in the military. They will hide everything.
That's like that new
You'd
Apple
look
commercial.
At a picture and be like, the U.S. doesn't have any missiles.
It's bait and switch.
And
it's
then like they show up and they're like, where'd all these missiles come from? That's exactly what would happen.
It's bait and switch. It's like that new Apple commercial for what do they call it? The Slofi? Where they show all the people, and it looks like when you're just seeing what they actually end up posting, that it was professionally done, and it was this, that, and the other thing. And it turns out the chick's hair's blowing because her little brother is holding a freaking hair dryer in her bedroom.
Do people really do that?
Oh,
my God. I thought that was just to be funny on the commercial.
No.
It's amazing what these apps do, because they're paying for these apps that it's not just the filters that they're using on Instagram that comes for free. They're literally buying apps, paying money for it.
That slim them up?
To give them other, yeah. Like, I can literally remove my horn, everything. I can do anything. Yeah.
Do you have your horn on your Tinder profile?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I do.
I like that.
I absolutely do.
That's how Jesus made you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like,
I'm not worried about it.
This is how I was made. I'm not going to run from it.
Yeah. I mean, I have pictures of caps, but I have them without caps, too.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christina said, this segment is making me uncomfortable.
Welcome to the suspects. You know how it goes around here.
We're not talking about anyone in particular. I mean... I know chicks.
Holly just asked me if she was crazy. I'm like, I don't know. On Twitter. I don't know.
A little bit. A little bit. Holly, you are a little crazy.
I mean, the white toenail thing was interesting.
That was not crazy.
That was crazy.
But I do know women that I am friends with on Instagram that when you see their pictures versus what you see when you in person, they look like two different people completely. Like, not even close. There was one chick, I won't give her real name. We call her Angles. Because her angles are amazing.
Did we not discuss this the other day?
Yesterday.
Yes.
I just showed you an Instagram, a girl's Instagram yesterday. And then I told you she was in the studio.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, y'all saw her in person and y'all saw her on Instagram.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, they're it's and do, but see, dudes don't do that. Like, dude, I don't feel like dudes do that. We're just like, hey, I'm fat. Okay, I get it. I know what I'm not going to get.
Right.
Hot chicks. Okay.
Well, listeners, dude, by the way, let's just try to guess. It wasn't anybody we had on the show or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
No.
So it was just someone like roaming the
house.
It
was Taryn. If you follow her on Twitter, you know that ain't true.
100%.
Yeah. Ain't no angles
I
in
follow
that.
Her on every social media platform.
I bet
platform.
You do. Creep. That's how you tell crazy. I follow her on that. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you say there's no angles in that?
Yeah, no angles needed.
Oh, well.
I mean, not.
I'm pretty sure there are plenty that are needed.
You know, tell us about your sponsor,
sir. You did this on purpose, both of you. If you want to bet,
you can bet on that, buddy.
If you want to bet how bad that segment went and this transition goes. Oh, I hate you guys so much. Why would you do this to me? Can we draw this out a little bit? Hey, you know what? Big game's coming up. And by big game, I don't mean the large chicks on Instagram. All right, can we start it from now? Will you record? Will you? Okay, 3, 2. Hey, guys, if you want to get action on the big game this week, actually, you got time still to go sign up on MyBookie right now. That is the online destination to get action on any game, not just the big game. And they've got all kinds of stuff. They've got the NBA, Premier League, college hoops, UFC, you name it. You can get the action on that sporting event and more. Horse racing, I mean, it's all out there. Just go to mybookie.ag and sign up right now. It is one of the most trusted sites in the industry. They do it up and they do it up big. You're going to love this place. Parlays and teasers, and they have everything you can think of when it comes to wagering on sports. But here's the cool thing, 24/7 customer service. They've got great promotions, fast payouts. And when I say fast, best in the business. I mean, honestly, you're going to go to some of these other places or you've been there already, so you know what I'm talking about. And it takes you forever to get your money back. Not with MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. When you want to get your money out, they pay you. That is super important when it comes to wagering and online sites. Like I said, they've got all the lines. They've got better odds than most of the other places out there too, by the way. But it's so much easier when you're looking to get action on games. It's very simple. It's MyBookie.ag. And if you go join right now, ahead of the big game, they're going to match your first deposit halfway. That's all the way up to $1,000. So what that means is, go sign up right now, put in $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with, and you only get that at mybookie.ag, and only if you use promo code radio. Make sure you put in promo code radio, take advantage of that deposit, that halfway deposit. Put in $2,000, get $1,000 back, man. It could not be easier. Promo code radio. Go sign up right now. Get that extra cash from mybookie.ag. Bet. Win, get paid. My bookie.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston SaberCats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if gas is going to be as high as it is now, I think a lot of things at the gas station needs to change. Seriously. Like, I think they need a chart on every gas pump. A chart that say if gas is this amount and you spend this amount, you should get these many gallons of gas. And I'm going to tell you why. A couple of months ago, I'm at the gas station. Gas is $3 a gallon. I walk in the store. I say, hey, man, let me get $15 on number 6. And something in my head that day is like, hey, Dez, watch the gallons. So I go out, and I'm pumping gas. And I'm like, okay, 1 gallon, 1.5, 2 gallons. 2.5, 3 gallons, 3.5, click. $3.5 gallons. Gas is $3. I gave him $15. 3 going to 15, 5 damn times. I mean, I didn't have to carry nothing. Beating itself. Or none of this. So I go back in the gas station and I say, hey man, I didn't get all my gas. And he looked me in my face and said, oh, I'm sorry, that's all you're getting, my friend. So when my homeboy bailed me out of jail, I go back to that gas station. And I say, you need to put a chart on every pump.
Des White, our comedian of the week.
Good stuff.
That's the third of three clips that we played on an FEF Friday, F for Funny. Comedian of the week right there. Barry gave you the backstory as well. So catch up on the podcast if you missed any of the information or the clips. Funny dude.
Yeah, go follow him on Twitter at It's Des White. Des with two Z's. D-E-Z-Z White.
There you have that. All right, so let me get this out of the way.
Okay.
NBA named its all-star reserves last night.
Yeah.
In the East.
Yeah.
We trade now?
Yeah.
East, Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, Ben Simmons, Chris Middleton, Jason Tatum, Bam Adebayo, Domas Sabonis.
Huh?
Domas. Not dumbass.
I was about to
Domas.
Say. Okay.
Just want to let you know. West, Damian Lillard.
Yep.
Donovan Mitchell, Nikola Jokic, Rudy Gobert, Brandon Ingram, Russell Westbrook of your Houston Rockets.
Yeah, baby.
And the artist formerly known as the Houston Rocket, Chris Paul.
Okay.
So I ask you, are there any of these guys taking spots for guys that you think deserve it?
No, I'm good with it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm good. You and I debated whether it would be Westbrook or Chris Paul, and they went with both.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
Now, before the show, we were talking about the fact that I had said that one of the guys that, and Nick brought it up, AJ backed it up as well, but that Booker of the Suns was
Devin
overlooked.
Booker.
Devin Booker.
And Ja Morant.
And then Ja Morant, AJ said, and as a rookie, and he's having a good year, I get it. And actually, they're a great story getting them currently sitting in the eighth spot. I think that everybody, I think Chris Paul and Ja Morant both get the, hey, you're overachieving from a team standpoint.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know. I'm good. I'm kind of with you. I'm good with the list the way it stands right now.
I saw a list of snubs, and I don't know how you guys feel about it. Bradley Beal was on the list.
I think Bradley Beal got snubbed in the East for sure.
Zach LaVine.
Well, here's the thing. Normally, doesn't the home team hosting the game have at least one player?
Yeah.
Zach LaVine would be that guy in Chicago, and he didn't get it.
Malcolm Brogdon of the Pacers.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown of the Celtics.
Been hurt.
Devin Booker of the Suns mentioned.
Okay.
Karl-Anthony Towns of the Timberwolves.
Mm. He's been hurt too.
Ja Morant of the Grizzlies mentioned, and Paul George of the Clippers.
So if you're going to throw those names out there of those guys, who would you replace? Because obviously if they made it or they were snubbed and you would say that they deserved to make it, then someone would have to come off.
Well, you could leave Dumas.
No.
I don't know.
Domas Sabonis has had one hell. If there's going to be a Pacer, it's him first. So I think they got that right. I think they got Jimmy Butler right.
I don't watch East basketball. Of the East, I have no idea. I don't keep up with East basketball like I should. I watch the teams at the top, obviously.
To me, if you're going to put Beal on, regardless of position, Lowry or Middleton comes off.
Okay.
All right. And in the West, to find a home for Booker or Ja Morant.
I was going to say, well, first of all, you got to pick who you taking one over the other. Who you taking? Are you taking Devin Booker or are you taking Ja Morant? Which one? You got to do that first before you replace somebody.
I think statistically, Booker has better stats than Ja, and he's been in the league long, you know, which means something sometimes. But you're not taking Lillard off. I don't think you take Donovan Mitchell off. His first All-Star game, by the way, and Rudy Gobert's first All-Star game. I could see Brandon Ingram coming off for Booker.
Okay.
As one of them.
I would probably agree with that.
And then it comes down to, you know, do the Rockets deserve two guys on that list when your team is underachieving? Or does Chris Paul get too much credit because his stats don't kind of own up to, but he's done so much for the Thunder that you could take him off? You and I were both kind of under the agreement that one would make it, but not both, and they both did. So,
I mean, and I know you have this love affair for Rudy Gobert.
I don't have a love affair for Rudy Gobert.
I mean, you've told me off.
That's Mike, false.
That you think he's hot.
That is false.
And that you would totally bang it out with him.
That's false. You're the one that
I remember.
You're the
one
that completely loved the Stifle
you
Tower.
You were all like, look at him. He was drafted in the back end of the draft. Speaking of back ends, check out his back end. Pretty nice. I remember that conversation very clearly. I'm just messing with you. That would be a guy I would replace. I realize he's a great defensive player, but in the all-star game, would you rather see – who do you think is better, Devin Booker or Rudy Gobert?
I'll be honest with you.
John Morant
is already going to be a – he's going to be a big star.
You've been a proponent of his.
Yeah.
So, but that's my point. Who wants to see he got a block in a game that doesn't matter, or would you rather see John Morant on that team playing? So, for me, Rudy Gobert, give him Defensive Player of the Year again. Great. Give it to him.
These are four games within the game. Each game being played a quarter at a time.
Stop it.
Starting at zero until the fourth quarter. I'm just letting you know.
Stop it. I mean, Rudy Gobert's not even in the top 50 in scoring in the NBA. I don't want to see that. I'm sure he's just doing, where is he in blocks? He is fourth. Yeah, I'm good. I don't need to see Rudy Gobert in the All-Star. His 15 points a game doesn't do it for me. I'll pass. So, yeah, I would love to see Ja Morant in his place. That would be the first name I would kick off that list. And I'm with you. Brandon Ingram probably would be next.
Yeah.
So give Devin Booker that spot. And I think that all-star team, minus Brandon Ingram and Rudy Gobert, adding Ja Morant and Devin Booker, a lot more fun to watch.
For sure, because there's nothing more entertaining than watching Ja Morant in the open court.
I agree.
Because he can fly. He makes unbelievable passes, sees the floor extremely well, finishes strong. I think he's great. I think Booker's a guy that is
top
10
in scoring. But I mean,
yeah, he's a scorer.
Yeah. Isn't that what you want in the All-Star game?
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that.
Yeah. So I think those two guys, Brandon Ingram, 13th in the league in points scored, great. But
plus,
it's just
Rudy
not
Gobert
a sexy
doesn't
name.
Make, he's got more time to spend with you during the break. Get off my lawn.
I mean,
right,
really,
get
you're
off
just
my
gonna,
lawn,
you tried.
Get off my lawn.
You know what? E for effort. You tried to take my joke and make it your joke.
I don't want your joke. I didn't like it being directed at me because it wasn't funny.
I know, but you just can't take it and try to make it yours. You shoehorn it in there like that. I know that's what you and Rudy do. Y'all shoehorn stuff in, but see, you hate me so much right now. I don't even know.
You're lucky you don't have a read here. I'm just letting you know. You are so lucky you don't have a read here.
You sons of bitches left me out to dry on that one. Whoa. Yeah. A lot of love. Way to have my back, fellas. Way to have my back.
Since most segments in the 3 o'clock hour are all about mynookie.com.
I'm going to be like, hey, listen, no more reads in the 3 o'clock hour. We are filthy in the third hour.
Oh, now we're the bands of brothers. Now we're all in this together.
If he's going down, he's taking us with him.
Yeah, he's my taking boys. Us all the way down with him on this one.
All of my boys.
Jeez. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. Don't go anywhere.
And Joel's going to talk about penis. Watch.
We're going to take you till 4. Blitz is going to take you till 7. Fred, Aaron, AJ, they're in the building. They're ready to roll. And they're going to get you set up for your weekend and all the things. Super Bowl. I would think that some wagering will probably factor into that as well. So we'll put a bow on it next. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5. Mama, let me be.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And with that, final segment of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on an FYI Friday. I am more than mildly amused with the gift that Shan has now created for
me. It's really good. Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm good with it. I don't know if Trey's good with the sound effect that we use for him, but I am good with that.
Chris Davis said Kyle Lowry and Chris Paul should not be all-stars. Devin Booker and Bradley Beal should. You're on crack. Chris Paul should be an all-star.
I would agree with that.
For what he's done for that team, it should be just the reward of going to the All-Star game. I mean, he is the point guard. No way you could convince me that the Thunder you even thought would be in the top eight, much less a game behind the Rockets at this point, after the trade.
Everyone thought they were lottery bound.
And they got draft picks now, which is super important in the NBA.
And the fact that everybody thought they were lottery bound, and we know that lottery picks are what it's all about if you want a franchise player.
Exactly. No, I fully believe
that. After the fourth or sixth pick in the draft.
Did you miss my part where I said?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. I have no problem with Chris Paul being an all-star.
Now, Devin Booker's not bitter, at least.
Uh-oh.
They interviewed him after shoot-around, and he said, the NBA is different than the game I fell in love with, having all the best players in the all-star game. I don't know that I would call him one of the best players in the game.
Devin Booker? One of the best scorers in the game?
I think he's good. I think he's good. I don't think he's one of the best. Depending on how many players constitute the best players in the league, I don't think he's top 15.
You think he's better than Brandon Ingram?
I do.
Okay. Well, then he's got a point, right?
But I don't think Brandon Ingram's in the top 15.
You think he's better than Rudy Gobert? Because to me, those are the two on this list.
You can't do different positions like
that. I mean, Jokic, it's all-star. I mean...
So if you say, what is the roster? What is it, 12
they don't do, but they don't do that anymore because of the way the game is. They just do front court, back court.
I get it. I'm saying, though. What I'm saying is, I'm trying to figure out a number of the top this many players in the league. If you believe that...
Oh, for Devin Booker?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's probably at the back end of this all-star list in the West. In the West, and then you got
to
add in the East.
I'm saying if you were to say, okay, you know what? In looking at the NBA... If you take the best players for an all-star game, I would say that the best players is defined by the top, 25 players in the league?
I was going to say he's probably in the bottom of the top 25. He's probably 20 through 25 at best. If you slid him to 30, I would probably be okay with that.
Because he's not better than Harden or Westbrook.
Well, you think about the five starters on each side, that's 10. He ain't better than those 10.
Not better than any of the starters is agreed.
Do we agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Then you look at the East. Jimmy Butler? Not better than Jimmy Butler. Kyle Lowry?
No.
No. Ben Simmons?
No.
Like his game. Chris Middleton?
Maybe. No.
Jason Tatum?
No.
Okay. Adebayo or whatever.
Bam Adebayo is playing really great, but it's tough because he's a young kid. So.
And then Sabonis?
No.
Okay. Now go to the reserves in the West. Dame? No. Donovan Mitchell? No. Jokic? No.
No.
Russ? No. Chris Paul? No.
Now you're at 21, 22.
So that's why I say he's between 20 and 25. And if you started talking about Ja Morant's not on that list, you started talking about some other, you know.
I'll give him the nod over Ja Morant simply because he's been doing it for a few years in the league. He's proven that it's not a one and done situation. He's established that, like you said, he's a hell of a scorer.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But when you look at some of the other guys that were being left
Zion's
off the
list. Zion's not on that list.
Well, but he hasn't established anything yet.
Well.
We know what he, we think we know what he can do.
Okay.
But even a Jaylen Brown, if he was healthy, uh-huh. Right? A Karl Anthony Towns if he had played the whole year.
Clint Capella.
No.
Just kidding. But yeah, you're right.
Zach LaVine.
Hell, look at half of the snub list. Half of that snub list might even be where he's behind some of those guys. So, yeah, I mean, he's somewhere between 20 and 30. And I originally, and I think
is he
both
better
of us,
than Bradley Beal? Absolutely not.
And I think both of us agree somewhere between 20 to 25. But if he dropped to, 29? Okay.
But then he defeats his own purpose because then he says, the All-Star game used to be that the best players in the NBA are in the game. Bro, I hate to break it to you, but you're borderline, if at all, on that list.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
So
I would agree.
Interesting to see how it plays out. I don't know how this format's going to go either. I don't think you had to do all this and change the format as much as you did. I love that all the money's going to charity. I think the best solution would have been just what we said. If you really want to honor Kobe... One team wears all 24s.
They changed it. Did you see that?
I did not.
So actually what they're doing, though, is they're not doing 24s and 8s. They're doing 24s and 2s for Gigi. So they're going to
I like that.
2s in the East. LeBron's team is going to wear 2. And Giannis' team is going to wear 24. And I
like
love
that.
It. Good job, NBA. You got it right.
Yep. I like that as well.
You did great. Got it right.
I think that's good. Tonight will be a tearjerker if you're going to watch the doubleheader, if you're not watching the Rockets game. And even if you watch the Rockets game, you're going to want to see the Blazers and the Lakers tonight from Staples Center as they're going to dedicate the pregame to Kobe. The Lakers will make their first attempt in trying to, as they said, honor him and do him justice in honoring him appropriately tonight. So obviously, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of emotion in that ball game. You're probably for the first time going to hear from Laker players like LeBron and those that have been touched deeply by Kobe and his affiliation with the Lakers. You did hear Vanessa come out Wednesday. You heard Jeannie Buss come out and say, you know, my dad adored him and he was my brother. I know people that know Jeannie that said she is really having a hard time. And if she is, you can only imagine what Vanessa and the kids are going through. So, and I don't know if you saw, but, and I was actually taking it a step further, but when, if you saw the plaza at Staples Center and all the memorials,
I did see,
I started thinking about like, who's cleaning that up?
Yeah.
And like, there's so much stuff
there. Do you
there.
Just mark it off and just let it be?
I can see cleaning up the flowers at a certain point because they're going to get crusty and all that. But with donate all the basketballs.
Yeah.
Do something with the jerseys that benefits somebody. You know, utilize all of the thoughtfulness of all these people where there's so many things and do something with
it. Save it and create a memorial. Create something at the Staples Center for Kobe based on what the people came by and dropped off. You could certainly do that. You could create a wall, there's just a wall that behind some sort of glass. It doesn't have to be too, you know, but
funny
you
absolutely
mentioned
that,
could do
I'm
that
I'm going to tell you something.
Because, to honor Kobe.
Because obviously there should be a Kobe statue outside the mm-hmm. Staples Center, and there will be at some point.
Yeah, I think
maybe this
be,
kind of speeds up the process. But I will say this. On the Nike World Campus in Beaverton, Oregon, outside Portland, when I lived there, they had all different kinds of memorials, and they named all the buildings on their campus after Nike athletes. There's a Nolan Ryan building.
Oh, really?
I didn't realize he was a
Nike guy.
Bo Jackson building was the workout facility. They had all these different buildings. But in front of the Nolan Ryan building was a full-size statue of him pitching.
Oh, I thought it was going to be him beating the crap out of Robin Ventura.
Or Jim Crane. No. But the actual statue itself, made of nothing but bubblegum packages, wrappers, things from, you know, just different tidbits of like what things you'd find at a baseball field, and they made it look like Ryan on the mound.
Oh, wow, that's
and it's
cool.
So really cool. So it's funny you mentioned that. If there was a way to do some memorial where you could utilize all these different resources, the jerseys, the balls, yeah. and everything, and turn it into like a statue
even
or something.
Even if it's the base of the statue,
yeah.
You know, on all four sides or something like that.
Be very cool.
But I think that would be.
Yep. So, okay.
Go Niners.
Kobe was the first topic of the week that took us through a good majority of it. Obviously, Super Bowl has finished the week for us and a whole bunch of stuff in between, but hopefully you've had a good time being a suspect and catching us throughout this week. Another good week for us and hopefully for you. As we'll get ready to come back on a Monday, it'll be Barry, myself, and Juggalo Trey as Nick will be frolicking on his way back to Nick, way back from Vegas. No sleep and, well.
Have fun, buddy. Have a good time.
What goes on there
I plan
stays
on
there.
I can only, I've never been to Vegas during Super Bowl weekend, so I plan on having a good time.
Don't bring back any diseases like last time.
You always say that, and I'm always...
I just, you know.
I'm always STD free, bro.
Always?
Always.
Always?
No, seriously, have fun.
Yeah, I will.
Enjoy your day off.
We'll miss you on Monday.
Yeah,
obviously,
we'll
have plenty to talk about. Trey will do his best.
I'm happy
to fill
Trey's
in for
doing
you.
The show.
Me too. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
And, well, guys, we'll talk to you then. So for Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend, everybody. The Blitz is coming up next. Fred, AJ, and Aaron take you all the way into your weekend, all the way till 7, ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.